Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Thanks so much for joining the Prep Zone podcast. I'm so happy to have here with me today, Sam Clacker from the Staples basketball team. Sam, how are you?
I'm amazing. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Thanks so much for being here. So excited to have you. Listen, second year playing varsity, right? I mean, you are this year kind of the central focal point of the offense. Talk about how fun it is to get out there and, you know, score so much, 20, 30 points a night. How do you do that?
I mean, like, well, our coaches do a great job of, like, getting the plays. So, like, we have a lot of freedom out there. Like, some other teams, like, they have, like, strict systems where our coach is allowed to be free. And, like, the teammates, like, we're all, like, looking for each other. And, like, they look for me a lot of the time. And
they do. Yeah, they defer to you. Now, you always give your coaches a lot of credit. You always do it. And I know that that's very humble of you. But, you know, you still got to make the shots. You're shooting a very high percentage. Talk about your work ethic. I mean, I've heard a lot that, you know, the term gym rat, which is not like a bad term. I know that's like someone who's at the gym a lot. And I'll tell you one thing I remember before you answer that question. So my older son used to do the YMCA, like the soccer, and we would end like at 9 o'clock, and I would see you and your dad go to work at 9 o'clock. Talk about how much work you've put in to get the level that you are playing right now.
Yeah, so I mean, like, basketball has always been like my favorite sport, the only thing I ever wanted to do. And so, like, I started working with this one, like, shooting coach once named Mike Evans, and, like, he gave me, like, drills to do. Like, he gave me drills to do to shoot, and then I did it, but, like, I finished it kind of quickly, so just, like, I did it again. So just, I kept on doing that, and then I realized it was working, so, like, I just started realizing, like, if I put in the extra work, like, it's going to benefit me. And my dad, like, he works, he got home late. So, like, one time I asked him, like, could we go to the Y to do these drills? And he's like, yeah. And, like, I went at the Y at 9 at night, and, like, it was, no one was there. So, like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, like, I like this. It was like, we kept on going. I just, like, kept on working, like, late hours, and it started to pay off.
I mean, it certainly did, because I think, like, last year you shot, for the season, over 40% from 3-point, and that's really impressive. So as you look back on everything you've done, you know, to get to the level that you have, you talked about one of the coaches that gave you drills. Was it a lot of drills? Was it a lot of, you know, gameplay? What do you attribute getting to that level that you are today?
So, yeah, it's a lot of, like, when being a shooter, like, although, like, I'm shooting a bunch of threes, what's important is, like, your foundation. So, like, I spent a lot of my time, like, inside the paint, like, 5 feet from the basket, perfecting my form, because it would translate when you go further out. And then also coming on, like, playing varsity as a freshman, it's, like, a little nerve-wracking, I would say. But our coaches, like, they gave me a lot of confidence, like, even in the summer before my freshman year, in the fall, just they're telling me, like, they would rather me take the open shot than pass it up. So, like, when you have your coaches that are giving you that confidence and your teammates giving you the confidence, it makes it much easier to shoot at a high percentage.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, everyone does that because they realize that you come through, right? I mean, that's it's earned, right? I mean, that trust is earned. So I know it's been on social media announced about. Talk about what's going on with you. Is it this summer you're playing a special league, a special place? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's my AU team. I'm playing for Rennes United this spring. So It's just like a Nike circuit team, and we're playing like tournaments like across the country, basically. And it's just to like help me get my name out there, get recruited.
Sure. So is your goal to play basketball in college, I would assume, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you're still just a sophomore, so you can't go through the processes yet, right? You got to wait until that gets here. And I won't ask you if you have a school in mind, but you probably do have a place you want to play, don't you? You don't need to say the name, but you probably have a few things you've thought about.
Like, not necessarily. Like,
oh, really? Okay.
I mean, my main goal is to play Division I.
Okay.
My dad went to Colgate, so that would be a really cool place to play because they're a good team in the Patriot League. They win it, like, every year.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a really good school.
Yeah, but, like, I don't, like, I don't really care. Like, I don't have any school in mind yet.
So you just kind of want to have the opportunity to get out there and play, yeah, right? And that's what it's all about, right? It's about playing. So this season has been going really well for you. You know, has it been much different than last year as far as, you know, you being called upon to kind of lead that offense?
Yeah, it's definitely way different for me. But, like, during all my years growing up before high school, that's kind of the position I was in. And then last year, I took a step back, but since that was the position I was in, it's made it much easier to transition back into, like, the focal point of the offense.
Right, because it's what you've always done, right? So it's like you're in your comfort zone. And the team this year, you know, we talked about, you know, how young it is and that, but it really hadn't felt that yet. You guys have performed really well under pressure, right? I mean, talk about how that has been for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know Adam just touched on this, but we're very, like, we're a tight group. Like, we all, like, love each other. And before the season or after our first game, we went up to a camp.
I was going to ask that. That was really cool. I saw. Talk about what that camp and what that is for the team.
Yeah, so we go up to this camp in, like, upstate New York, I think, and we stay there one or two nights, and we have two practices a day, but the rest of the time, like, it's just team bonding stuff just to get us closer together. So when we're in, like, a tight game, like, we're, like, since we're so connected, like, we know what we'll do, and, like, we'll play for each other. So, like, it will benefit us on the court.
So that's an interesting thing because it's almost like, you know, I've seen say someone, it's like you don't know someone until you, like, you travel with them. So this is an experience for you guys to kind of get away from everything,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Cool story you can share from when you guys get away? Is there, like, something that it was really fun to have? It's okay to smile. Is there something that you can share that won't put a lot of people on the spot?
I probably shouldn't say that.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. So it seems like it was a really good time. When you can't say it, the guys had a really good time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's cool because you bring people that you don't know so much, right, to that environment, right? So talk about how much of, you know, when you leave there, I mean, you feel like you know the guys, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially this year, because last year, like, we had rooms we slept in, but this year, like, they're being used. So we put, like, 20 mattresses on the floor, and we were all sleeping together.
Oh, so you guys slept on the floor. That's pretty cool.
All on mattresses. So, like, it just, we get to know each other very well because, like, we're with them the entire time. And then, like, last year when we win tight games, like, our coach will say, like, we won that game at camp because, like, we created the bond at camp, and it helped us win on the court.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's almost like summer camp, right? Look how much fun summer camp. Yeah. I remember having here, had the super fans here, right? And I asked one of the guys what was, like, his like, you know, happiest moment. And he said, oh, anytime at camp, right? Because it seems like it's really cool to get away like that. And the coaches take you there. And how much closer are you guys to the coaches after you spend that time together?
Yeah. Like, we get even closer with the coaches because, like, We're with the coaches a lot of time. Like, we learn a lot of stuff about the coaches. We joke around with them. Like, this year there's a, like, weight room where we're sleeping. Like, Coach Solly was, like, benching. Like, it's just really fun. Yeah, we
That's
get
what,
much closer. Though.
Yeah, and I want to bring something up. And I'll say this because there was a game that I saw. Listen, I try to stay as close to you guys as possible to get the feel for the team. And I saw you go up to coach, and I don't know what you said, but it seemed like you were kind of saying something to him about a game, a situation. And it felt like you guys were kind of having a conversation more than being coached. And how much does that help you to have someone to lead you that not only is your coach, but also kind of a friend there, right? It makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, Coach Goldschmidt does a really good job. Like, he's very personable with all of us. Like, we'll be, like, texting about sports games and stuff like that, like at night and stuff, and, like, he says to the captains, like, this is your team as much as it is mine. So, like, he makes sure that all of us players have a say, and it's not just, like, he says, like, whatever he says happens. So, like, he makes sure it's, like, a good system, so, like, we all get, like, a say in everything.
And that's gotta feel good, right? Because you feel like you're heard.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, you're heard. And some things that, you know, that he feels like it's working, you guys know it's not, and that gets kind of back and forth. Has it always been like that for you? Or is it just something you experienced early now in high school?
It kind of has. Like, one of our new assistant coaches, Coach Black, he was my coach every single year throughout PAL. And
wow.
He gave us, like, a say in things. Like, he let us have a say. But I definitely did not expect high school to, like, our coach, like, give us as much as a say as we do, especially as me as a sophomore.
Yeah, and that's what's so cool about, you know, me being close to you guys, you know, and covering the team is like, you realize that it's all about relationships. You guys are all really getting along together and building something really cool. So this year, I asked Adam the same question. What has been the most surprising thing for you this year?
The most surprising thing for me is how we've, like, how our practices have been after we lose games. Like, I remember last year we would lose game, like, everyone would be in their own head about something. Like, no one would, like, talk to each other, this and that. Like, I remember one time we had a bad loss to Wilton, I think it was. And then we were kind of moping around at practice, and, like, we were having a terrible practice. So Coach Golscher kicked us out the gym. And, like,
that's a good story.
So, but, like, this year, like, after we lost, like, there's still energy in this gym because, like, we all know, like, yeah, we're going to lose some games, but we need to bounce back after the loss. So that's definitely been the most surprising thing to me.
Right. I mean, think about, you know, listen, nobody ever wants to talk about losing. But I remember I saw, you know, everybody talks about Michael Jordan, and I saw a quote that he says, you know, he says, I'm never okay with losing, but losing is kind of a part of winning. It's kind of what you experience, right? So it's interesting you say that. Now, you talked about the practice and the team. So is, as you, when you envisioned the season before, has it been kind of like how you thought it'd be up to this point?
It hasn't. It's that, like, I expected us to start off better. But I still think, I know there's a 100% chance that it's going to, it will finish the way I thought it was finished. Because, yeah, like, we lost to, like, Ridgefield, St. Bernard's. Like, those are very good teams. And we may not be at our best right now. But those losses showed us, like, what we need to be doing to playing our best basketball in March.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? I mean, you learn from your mistakes. And then you kind of, like, try to, you know, make the process better for it, right? And now, as the, you know, I ask you this because, you know, we always tend to ask this question. You've, again, experienced very successful early on in your career, high school, you know, and I'm sure all through Pal. The key, what's the key? What's the advice you give to young players out there saying, hey, I want to achieve that level? What's the main advice I think you'd say about to them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say the same thing that Adam said. You just have to keep on working, keep on putting the work, because if you keep on putting in the hard work, the results are going to show.
Yeah. And do you, like, and I'll ask this question because I think it's interesting. Do you ever, like, do you use, like, social media as far as YouTube and things like that to see drills and things like that to better your game?
Yeah.
Anything, like, that you follow that's like, hey, guys, follow this. It's good.
I don't know, like, I don't have a specific one in mind, but, like, there's so many different YouTube videos that, like, give you so many good drills. And you also, like, a big thing is, like, studying NBA players, see what they do, and try to, like, add that into your own game.
What player, NBA, college, that you mirror your game after?
I try to mirror my game after kind of like Trae Young, because he's an undersized guard, and he could shoot it, he could pass it.
Do you remember that you mentioned Trae Young? I remember during COVID, did you see what they played? Wasn't there, like, a horse game or something they did? Wasn't he on that, like, where they had, like, it, I think it was him on his driveway. I don't know if you ever saw that. Remember that? Wasn't
dog.
Yeah, something like that. Wasn't that fun? But it's funny because, you know, us being here in New Yorkers, I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. I don't know if you're a Knicks fan, but it's like, you know, he's kind of not liked around here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually at, I went to one of the playoff games against the Hawks when he went off, but the Knicks actually won that game.
I know. Yeah. That series was interesting because that everybody thought that the Knicks were going to break through, and he just came in. And I think, I mean, I watched, you know, I'm sports junkie, a lot of it, and everybody's speaking the Knicks, except this one guy said, no, the Hawks are going to come in and destroy them. And, I mean, it happened, but, you know, he is a very good player. But what about his game that intrigues you?
I mean, first off, like, when he steps over half court, you have to guard him because he could shoot it from anywhere, which is, that just opens up so many more things. Because when people have to be worrying about you all the way up there, like, it's so much easier for you to get to the hoop. And then he also is a very good passer. And, like, one thing that, like, stands out about his game is, like, his floater and, like, his lob pass. Like, when he gets
he drives to the line,
like, you can't even tell if he's going up for a floater, which, like, he always makes his floaters, or if he's just throwing up the lob for the big to dunk it.
Now, it's funny you mentioned that, you know, having to guard him. So, and I remember this from one interview I did post-game with Adam Udell, and he said that he accredited his good night to people face-guarding you. He said it's easy when people are face guarding Sam when I get the shot. Do you face that a lot too, guys? As soon as you step up, like guys are on you.
Yeah, especially more recently, people have been like face guarding me like full court, half court. But like when they're so focused on me, it opens up so much more things for my teammates.
Sure. And I will bring something up that I noticed on the San Bernard game. I think you hit a three from the corner, and they called a timeout, and they came out of that timeout, they're double-teaming you up front. Have you faced a lot of double-teams? I mean, I've seen it. You face a lot of it. How do you get out of those double-teams, and how are you going to handle with that going the rest of the season? Because that's going to happen.
Yeah. Like, my coach has been telling me, like, when I'm being face guard double-teamed, like, moving off the ball is really big, and also setting on-ball and off-ball screens, because when I'm setting a screen and they're face guarding me, like, they have to do a lot of talking, a lot of communicating to figure out, like, what they're going to do. Like, because if I'm setting a screen, they don't talk. Maybe two guys follow me and the guy with the ball is wide open, or maybe two guys follow them and then I'm open. So it's just, like, I need to be very active off the ball, even if I'm being face guarded.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it comes with territory, right? I mean, when you're a focal point, they're going to try to stop you and make everybody else beat you. But the team is doing a good job of playing together, and you guys have done a really good season. Sam, I want to thank you so much for being here. So great having you, all right? And we're going to end with some quick hits, all right?
All right.
So let's start with this. So TikTok or Instagram?
Definitely Instagram.
All right. Your favorite artist or your favorite song?
My favorite art, like, I would say my favorite artist is Drake, but, like, that's kind of boring. But an artist that's been growing on me recently is Rod Wave.
Rod Wave?
Yeah.
What type of music is that? I don't think I know Rod Wave. What type of music is that? We all have our guilty pleasures, right? That we carry in our iPhones.
Yeah.
So what type of music is that?
Some of his songs are like rapping. Some is like singing. Like, it's kind of like a mix of both.
Is it almost kind of like a Post Malone type of thing?
Like, kinda. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Very cool. All right. What's the last series you binge watched?
Probably Prison Break for like the third or fourth time.
Man, I've seen that.
The best show of all time.
Now what? Let's talk about the show just a little bit. Like, I loved everything about it, but I really liked the Middle Eastern part of it towards the end. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
I thought.
Are you talking about the newer season?
The last season when he was like, he was a different name. He was playing a guy. Oh, we're giving too much away. Sorry if you haven't seen this. I apologize for that. But yes. Okay. So no, I love it.
The best season's definitely season four.
I agree, yeah. I think, like, everything about it is great. Like, I mean, there's not really, I mean, that show, so I'm sorry I gave that away, but that was great. All right. Pizza or ice cream?
Pizza.
Fiction or nonfiction? You're a fiction guy? Nonfiction guy?
Fiction.
Fiction, all right. All right, bumper car rides or roller coasters?
Neither. I hate that type of stuff.
So you're like a water park kind of guy?
Yeah, I like water parks.
All right. One thing you can't live without?
My phone.
I get that a lot. What's the coolest thing you got in your room?
Coolest thing in my room? Probably my basketball shoe collection.
Talk about that. What kind of basketball shoe collection do you have?
I just have like a bunch of shoes, like, my like AU team, like, they gave us a couple shoes, and like I got a couple other shoes for my birthday.
So are they like specific shoes, like Jordans, things like that, or are they like shoes that mean something to you?
No, like, it's just like shoes that like I play in.
Oh really? So like you kind of collect them, something like that?
Yeah,
almost like the movie Major League, which you probably, I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No,
but the guy, so like what he does is, like, you know, he steals bases and then he keeps the gloves from every base he stole. So that's really cool. That's really cool you do that. What superpower do you wish you had?
Invisibility.
If you could have lunch or dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
That's a good question. Probably LeBron.
LeBron. So then next question, LeBron, you are a LeBron guy or Jordan?
LeBron's a goat.
LeBron's a goat. All right. That's going to be your spiciest, like, probably saying all episode, because that's going to get some play because everybody's either one or the other. Now, make an argument for LeBron.
I mean, he's been doing it for so long and he hasn't, like, slowed down at all. Like, the numbers he's putting up now, he's putting that up 15 years ago. Like, It's just crazy. Like, by now, Jordan's just, like, gambling in Vegas at this age. Like,
so
his longevity is different.
I know, yeah. And I think, like, the comeback from the Jordan people, like myself, would be six, right? The number six. I know. And that's okay. We don't want to get into the whole thing. But you're gonna have some work to do because Adam says it's Jordan, and your coach also says Jordan. So that's, like, the third basketball person he is. So you're outnumbered. But it's all right. I mean, I have to agree that the expectation that he came in with in the league was totally different, right? I mean, he came in.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I mean, almost like, you know, what you guys experienced this year. Like, you guys are young and you're expected to win. You don't have time to develop, right? I mean, think about, and I don't want to get too much off subject that, but think about, you guys had such a great season last year with a lot of seniors. Then they all leave, and then you guys are expected to do the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fun. It's a pressure, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you live for. All right, and then last one here. If you could go back in time to the first day of sixth grade, what advice would you give yourself?
Probably just keep on working.
Keep on working, yeah. Goes by fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just goes off the blink of an eye. So listen, Sam, again, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure having you, right? Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.